Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Internal Family Systems Therapy Workbook by Albin Kohl is a practical self-help workbook that introduces the Internal Family Systems or IFS model in a structured, beginner-friendly format. Positioned in the emotional healing and recovery space, it aims to help readers understand inner conflict through the IFS idea of parts, such as protective reactions, vulnerable emotions, and younger inner child material that can carry pain from earlier experiences. The book's purpose is skills-focused rather than theoretical. It guides readers through mindful reflection, emotional regulation practices, and step-by-step exercises designed to reduce reactivity and increase self-compassion. Based on publicly available descriptions, the workbook includes worksheets and guided prompts and is designed for at-home use without requiring prior therapy experience. It also frames the approach as trauma-informed and non-pathologizing, emphasizing self-leadership and inner resources rather than shame or labels. While it can be used independently, it is commonly positioned as a supportive tool rather than a replacement for professional therapy, especially for readers dealing with complex trauma. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding the IFS map of parts and self-leadership. A central focus of the workbook is orienting readers to the internal family system's view that the mind contains multiple parts that can take on roles in response to stress, fear, and unmet needs. Instead of treating these reactions as defects, the IFS lens encourages curiosity about why certain inner responses appear and what they are trying to accomplish. In this framework, parts may show up as inner critics, avoiders, people pleasers, or intense emotional states, and the goal is to relate to them in a calmer, more compassionate way. The workbook emphasizes self-leadership, meaning the capacity to approach inner experience with steadiness rather than being pulled into immediate fight, flight, freeze, or shutdown patterns. Through guided steps and reflective exercises, readers practice identifying which part is present, noticing its feelings and beliefs, and creating enough inner distance to respond thoughtfully. This topic is foundational because it reframes inner conflict from a battle to be won into a relationship to be improved, setting the stage for healing work that is both practical and emotionally safe for many beginners. Secondly, mindful IFS skills for emotional regulation and trigger recovery. The workbook is presented as a step-by-step guide to mindful IFS skills, and a major application is learning to handle emotional triggers with less self-judgment. In an IFS-informed practice, triggers are often treated as signals that a part has been activated and is trying to protect the system, even if its strategy feels disruptive. The book's exercises emphasize noticing body sensations, emotions, and thought patterns early, then slowing down enough to respond from a steadier internal place. This includes practices that support grounding and self-compassion so the reader can approach activated parts without escalating the inner conflict. Rather than forcing feelings away, the workbook guides readers to listen for what the triggered part fears, what it wants to prevent, and what it may need in order to soften. This focus on regulation makes the material relevant for people who struggle with anxiety, overwhelm, rumination, or sudden emotional spikes in relationships. Because the content is structured as a workbook, the emphasis is on repeatable skills, giving readers a way to practice recovery after hard moments and build confidence in their ability to return to calm and clarity. Thirdly, inner child healing through reparenting and compassionate witnessing. A prominent promise of the book is support for inner child healing, which in an IFS context typically involves meeting younger, vulnerable parts that carry pain, fear, shame, or loneliness. The workbook frames this work as a gradual, respectful process. Instead of reliving old experiences, readers are guided to build safety, cultivate compassion, and approach tender material at a manageable pace. Exercises and prompts help readers identify when an inner child part may be present, what emotions it holds, and what it needed at the time that it did not receive. The practical goal is to offer supportive attention, validation, and reassurance in the present, strengthening an internal relationship that reduces the need for extreme coping strategies. This topic connects directly to the workbook's trauma recovery emphasis, while staying aligned with a non-pathologizing stance that treats these parts as deserving care rather than correction. By repeatedly practicing compassionate witnessing and reparenting actions, and readers can begin to reduce the intensity of old emotional echoes and develop a more stable sense of self-trust, which is often central to feeling safer in daily life and in relationships. Fourthly, working with protective parts, including inner critics and avoidance. Another important theme is learning to work with protective parts that may look harsh, controlling, numb, or reactive. In IFS, protectors often develop strategies to prevent vulnerability, rejection, or emotional pain, and they can become highly active when someone starts doing deeper healing. The workbook's step-by-step approach supports readers in recognizing protective patterns, such as inner criticism, perfectionism, emotional shutdown, or compulsive distraction, and then approaching these patterns with curiosity rather than hostility. The key move is shifting from trying to silence a protector to understanding what it is worried would happen if it stopped, through guided reflection and practical exercises. Readers can practice negotiating with protectors and building internal trust, which can create more space to access vulnerable feelings without becoming overwhelmed. This is especially relevant for people who feel stuck in cycles of self-sabotage, or who intellectually understand their patterns but cannot change them under stress. By treating protectors as parts with a purpose, the workbook supports a more sustainable path to change, less forcing, more understanding, and gradual internal collaboration that can reduce inner conflict over time. Lastly, structured practice tools, worksheets, guided steps, and integrating skills as a workbook. The value is in structure, and the book is positioned as offering worksheets, guided prompts, and a clear sequence for practicing IFS at home. This topic matters because many readers are drawn to IFS but feel unsure how to begin without a therapist or without getting lost in abstract concepts. A structured format can help readers move from insight to action by providing repeatable exercises for identifying parts, mapping patterns, and practicing mindful self-compassion. Public descriptions also note the inclusion of real session-style material, which can make the process feel more concrete by showing how an IFS conversation might unfold. The workbook also presents itself as integrating practical strategies associated with mindfulness, emotional intelligence, and CBT-oriented thinking tools, positioning these as complementary skills that support day-to-day regulation and behavior change. The integration focus encourages readers to bring the work into real-life, noticing triggers in relationships, practicing calmer internal dialogue, and building routines that support emotional clarity. This makes the book particularly aligned with readers who want a plan, not just inspiration, and who benefit from guided steps that can be revisited as their needs evolve. In conclusion, this workbook best fits readers who want an accessible, skills-based introduction to internal family systems and prefer a structured, step-by-step approach rather than a theory-heavy text. It is especially relevant for people working on emotional regulation, anxiety-driven reactivity, inner child healing, and recurring relationship patterns that feel hard to shift through willpower alone. The practical benefit is a repeatable method identifying which part is activated. Approaching it with curiosity and practicing self-compassion and grounding so that triggers become workable signals rather than emergencies. For many readers, that shift can improve day-to-day decision-making, communication, and self-trust while supporting trauma recovery in a gentle, non-shaming way. The book also stands out in its category by emphasizing beginner usability and at-home practice with worksheets and guided prompts, and by framing IFS as a compassionate, non-pathologizing model that helps people relate differently to their inner experience. At the same time, the workbook is realistically positioned as support, not a substitute for therapy. Readers with complex trauma, intense dissociation, or current safety concerns may benefit from using it alongside a qualified professional. For those seeking a clear on-ramp to IFS practices, it offers a practical toolkit for building inner cooperation and a calmer, more self-led life. If you would like to support Albin Cole, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.